Suspect identified. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. Police surrounding a white van belonging to 72-year-old Hukan Tran for hours on Sunday. Tran is the California man who allegedly killed 10 people and wounded 10 others at a dance studio in Monterey Park, California, Saturday during Lunar New Year celebrations. California Sheriff Robert Luna discusses the investigation at a press conference at Monterey Park City Hall in Monterey Park, California.
Investigators conducted a search of the vehicle and determined the male inside the van was the mass shooting suspect. During the search, several pieces of evidence were found inside the van linking the suspect to both locations.
The police have not determined a motive. Additional documents marked classified were recently seized at President Biden's Delaware home. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House with an update.
Here's how the president's personal lawyer described them. Quote, six items consisting of documents with classification markings and surrounding materials, some of which were from the president's service in the Senate and some of which from his tenure as vice president. The president himself said he thought the search was over. Joe Biden first arrived in Washington as a U.S. senator 50 years ago this month when Richard Nixon was president. So if this goes back to his time as a senator, that's going back a long way.
The White House has said that there are no classified documents at President Biden's other Delaware house. The White House is also dealing with the upcoming departure of President Biden's top aide, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain. President Biden is reportedly planning to name Jeff Zients, his administration's COVID-19 response coordinator, as Klain's replacement. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The number of illegal border crossings hitting record levels in December. Fox's Griff Jenkins with the update on the border crisis from Eagle Pass, Texas.
Was quite the dramatic smuggling operation disrupted by Border Patrol agents and Texas DPS along the railroad track. Some 20-plus migrants from Honduras, Guatemala, and Mexico, and one of the migrants having to receive medical attention from heat exhaustion and dehydration. They had been hidden on the rail cars trying to get as far as San Antonio and beyond. The first 3 months of fiscal year 2023, 717,000 migrants, but add to them the more than 278,000 known gotaways, meaning agents saw them but did not bring them into custody. You have nearly 1 million migrant encounters.
People are coming across the border from countries as far away as China and Senegal. One of the areas of the world with the strictest anti-COVID mandates is heading back to normality. Fox's Jonathan Savage with the details.
For most of the past 3 years, Hong Kong has fallen into step with mainland China. But more than a week after China scrapped mandatory isolation for coronavirus cases, Hong Kong was yet to do the same. Infected people have to isolate at home for at least 5 days and can go out once they test negative for two consecutive days. That'll be dropped from the 30th of this month. The territory's chief executive, John Lee, saying citizens now have a strong immunity barrier. All that will remain is the public mask mandate.
House Democratic Whip Catherine Clark's 23-year-old daughter, Riley Dowell, was arrested at a protest in Boston Saturday evening for allegedly assaulting a police officer and spray painting a monument. Clark is the House of Representatives' second highest ranking Democrat. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.